Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Answers from the Lab, where we share Mayo Clinic knowledge and advancements on the state of testing and science from laboratory leaders and the people who are making it happen behind the scenes. I'm Dr. Bobby Pritt, your host, and a clinical microbiologist and the chair of the Division of Clinical Microbiology at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota.
For today's episode, we welcome Jennifer Hooper from our product management team at Mayo Clinic Laboratories for a test-specific podcast.
Thank you for the introduction, Dr. Pritt. Today, we will be discussing Mayo Clinic Laboratories, hereditary colorectal cancer, and Lynch syndrome genetic testing with Dr. Wei Shen and genetic counselor Rihanna Urban. But before we jump in, would each of you share a little bit about yourselves and your background? Dr. Shen, can we start with you?
Sure. So my name is Wei Shen, and I'm a board-certified laboratory geneticist and an assistant professor of laboratory medicine and pathology at Mayo Clinic. I also serve as the associate director of the clinical genome sequencing laboratory at Mayo Clinic, where we perform next-generation sequencing-based clinical genetic testing. I have been as a lab director at Mayo for over 4 years now, and I specialize in genetic testing for hereditary oncology and rare diseases.
Rihanna, could we have you give a little background about yourself as well?
My name is Rihanna Urban. I've been a clinical and laboratory genetic counselor here at Mayo Clinic for over 4 years, specializing mainly in hereditary cancer syndromes. I support a variety of testing in the lab, including our hereditary oncology testing, as well as some of our somatic oncology tests too.
Excellent. Thank you both for sharing your background. I think your expertise really does put you as the perfect subject matter expert. So at that, we'll jump into the topic that brought us here today. Rihanna, let's start with you. Could you provide us with an overview of really kind of what Lynch syndrome is?
Sure. So we think there are approximately 100,000 new diagnoses of colorectal cancer every year. And we think that actually about 5% of these cases are due to an inherited susceptibility to the disease. What this means basically is that the individual who develops colon cancer actually has a genetic variant they were born with that significantly increases their risk to develop colon or other tumors. The most common of these inherited colorectal cancer predisposition syndromes is a condition called Lynch syndrome. And we think that approximately one in every 300 people in the United States has Lynch syndrome. It's caused by a pathogenic variant occurring in one of any five associated genes. These genes normally work to repair naturally occurring DNA damage in our cells, but pathogenic variants within these genes impair their ability to effectively carry out this function. Individuals with Lynch syndrome may have a lifetime risk for colon cancer that could be as high as about 61%. There is also an increased risk for both endometrial and ovarian cancers. We think somewhere around 54% lifetime risk for endometrial cancer and maybe somewhere around 38% lifetime risk for ovarian cancer. There are also a number of other tumors we can actually see in the gastrointestinal and genitourinary organs of people with Lynch syndrome. These include things like gastric, bladder, and small bowel cancers. We can see pancreatic cancers, and we can also specifically sometimes see a specific type of brain cancer called a glioblastoma in affected individuals.
That's really interesting to hear that this Lynch syndrome touches so many different primary tumor sites and kind of that risk profile. So let's switch over to you, Dr. Shen. Can you expand a little bit more on why genetic testing for Lynch syndrome is so important?
Yeah, absolutely. So once we identify a patient or individual that's positive for Lynch syndrome, then we can tailor a cancer screening recommendation to their specific cancer risk profile. This is what we call the personalized medical care. As Rihanna just mentioned, you know, individuals with Lynch syndrome may have up to as high as 61% chance to develop colon cancer in their lifetime. And this is significantly higher than the general population, which is about 4%. So it makes a lot of sense to increase colon cancer surveillance for those who are tested positive for Lynch syndrome. So this includes starting colonoscopy at a much earlier ages, and have the procedure done more frequently. As mentioned earlier by Rihanna, patients with Lynch syndrome have much increased risk of various cancers beyond colon cancer. For example, a 50-year-old woman with colon cancer now is tested positive for Lynch syndrome. And this result also means that she could have as high as approximately 50% chance developing endometrial cancer besides her current colon cancer by the age of 70. So she may want to start routine ultrasound imaging to screen for endometrial cancer as well. So the goal here is to enable early detection of cancer when treatment is more effective. The real power of genetic testing is the ability to detect an increased cancer risk at a much earlier stage, even prior to any symptoms or signs of cancer have appeared. So knowledge of genetic cancer risk can empower individuals to make informed decisions about their health care and lifestyle choices. Because Lynch syndrome is genetic, and family relatives may have as high as 50% chance of carrying the same predisposition variants, the genetic testing results have direct implications for family relatives as well. So it can also help those family relatives make informed decisions for their own health care and consider genetic testing or preventive measures for themselves when the time is appropriate.
You know, I really think that detail is really, really valuable within the construct of both the individuals and the families that this genetic testing can help. Dr. Shen, in your experience, who do you think would truly benefit from Lynch syndrome testing?
Yeah, that's a great question. Rihanna mentioned that Lynch syndrome affects one in every 300 people in the U.S. It also counts for 3-5% of all colorectal cancers, and in women, about 2-3% of endometrial cancers. So there's a lot of individuals out there who will potentially benefit from testing for Lynch syndrome. There are professional organizations who actually provide guidance on testing. For example, the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, or NCCN, provides a specific set of recommendations for patients who should be offered Lynch syndrome testing. This includes individuals with a known Lynch syndrome pathogenic variant in their families. In this case, we can simply perform targeted testing for the specific familial pathogenic variant. If the familial variant is unknown, we can go through the gene panel testing option for Lynch syndrome. This option is also suitable for anyone with a personal history of Lynch syndrome-related tumors diagnosed before age of 50 or with multiple Lynch syndrome spectrum tumors. There are many other scenarios that will make an individual eligible for Lynch syndrome testing based on personal and family histories, including in the NCCN guidelines. So generally speaking, it's important to look for a young age of onset of any of the Lynch syndrome-related tumors, or if it's multiple tumors occurring in the same individuals, or a constellation of Lynch syndrome-associated tumors in a family which are present across multiple generations.
Thank you for that. So, Rihanna, is Lynch syndrome the only type of an inherited predisposition to colorectal cancer?
It's not. So there are actually more than 25 different genes now known to increase a person's risk for GI and or colorectal cancer. Some of the other colon cancer predisposition genes actually increase the risk for colon cancer through the development of colon polyps. If a patient has had 10 or more colon polyps identified on colonoscopy, or if they've had certain types of colon polyps identified, Lynch syndrome testing might not actually be the best testing to start with, as it's possible they could have a different genetic syndrome predisposing them to colon cancer. Additionally, if the personal or family history of cancer doesn't seem to fit easily into a recognizable syndrome, it's important to consider referring the patient to genetic counseling for further evaluation and testing recommendations.
And that's helpful. So, Rihanna, again, how does the healthcare provider order these tests and what kind of samples should be considered in these patients?
For our molecular genetic tests, we accept whole blood samples, and the test code for Lynch syndrome genetic testing specifically is LYNCP, which stands for the Lynch syndrome panel. This will test for variants in 5 genes known to be associated with Lynch syndrome. However, as we had talked about before, sometimes the suspicion for Lynch syndrome is not incredibly clear. Maybe there are features in the family's medical history that don't align well specifically with Lynch syndrome. And in that case, we would recommend that the provider consider a more comprehensive cancer panel. One option for families with colon or GI cancers is our CRCGP panel. And another name for this is the Hereditary Gastrointestinal Cancer Panel. This is a multi-gene panel that evaluates 26 different genes, including the 5 Lynch syndrome genes that we previously spoke about. These 26 genes are all associated with an increased risk to develop colon and other GI cancers. And this testing via a multi-gene panel approach is actually endorsed by the NCCN, as well as many other professional organizations. And that's because it has a higher diagnostic yield, it simplifies the testing process, and it may actually be more cost-effective for both individuals as well as healthcare institutions. As Dr. Shen had mentioned earlier, if the patient already does have a known family history of Lynch syndrome or another cancer predisposition syndrome, the provider can actually order our test code FMTT or familial variant targeted testing. In those cases, they would just need to provide a blood sample and documentation of the relative's test result that includes information about the specific genetic variant the family member had tested positive for. More information about these tests is available on our online test catalog at mayocliniclabs.com.
Thank you. I think it's really important to point out that there are multiple tests that could address some of the pieces of the syndrome and the cancers. And so having a laboratory that you can work alongside to really identify the right test at the right time is really important. Dr. Shen, can you talk a little bit about any limitations to the types of variants that can be detected by this test? And then how does Mayo Clinic Laboratories ensure comprehensive results for patients?
So as to the types of variants, you know, can be detected by our test is designed to detect single nucleotide variants, small insertions and deletions, and a copy number variants at both exon and a gene level in those 5 genes that are associated with Lynch syndrome. So like any other genetic test, we focus primarily on the coding region of those genes where the vast majority of the disease-causing variants are located. There could be the very rare disease-causing variants that actually resides in a region that is not targeted by our assay, you know, such as deep intronic variants. So having said that, our test does cover some of the important challenge variants associated with Lynch syndrome. As Rihanna mentioned, you know, the test code for Lynch syndrome panel, LYCP, is actually composed of multiple assays with the next generation sequencing as the main assay. We have several what we call supplemental assays to cover those important known variants or genomic regions that are challenging for next generation sequencing due to the intrinsic limitations of the technology. So for example, we have a PCR-based assay to detect MSH2 exons 1-7 inversion, which is a known frequent cause of a Lynch syndrome in a certain local population. Another example is that we have a very comprehensive strategy to address the pseudogene interference issue for the PMS2 gene. With the high sequence identity and the frequent gene conversion events, the 3' part of the PMS2 gene is essentially identical to its pseudogene PMS2CL. So we have developed a long-range PCR-based supplemental assays to overcome this pseudogene challenge. These supplemental assays ensure a complete understanding of each patient's unique genetic variant. So we understand that these supplemental assays come with additional cost and effort on our part, but our commitment to providing complete and accurate results of our patients motivates us to go beyond the standard laboratory testing process. So in addition, Lynch syndrome associated genetic alterations are typically changes of the DNA sequence within the Lynch syndrome genes. However, there's a small portion of Lynch syndrome that actually due to a constitutional inactivation of the MLH1 gene by promoter hypomethylation, so which cannot be detected by standard sequencing methodologies. When the promoter is hypomethylated, the MLH1 gene is not expressed. We have a test called MLH1 hypermethylation analysis with a test code MLHPB, which is specifically designed to detect the Lynch syndrome associated promoter hypomethylation of the MLH1 gene. As far as I know, Mayo Clinic Laboratories is probably still the only lab that offers this assay as a clinical test. Through years of testing, we have accumulated the largest cohort of patients with constitutional MLH1 promoter hypomethylation, and we probably have the most extensive expertise in the area.
Thank you both so much for these technical insights. There's really a few key points you covered that I think are worth re-mentioning. Number one, we complement our NGS testing with supplemental assays by PCR for genes which are really complex and really challenging, such as the PMS2 and the MSH2 that you mentioned, Dr. Shen. We really push past standard laboratory processes because it's what's best for patient care. And then having a unique test to identify hypermethylation in the MLH1 gene, which complements the first phase of testing, is something few, if any, other labs offer. And lastly, I think, again, this really speaks to the depth and breadth of our test menu for these patients, providing providers a single laboratory to really fully understand the disease and the ability to correlate the full diagnostic picture with subject matter experts like yourself. Rihanna, how are these results used in patient care?
The primary goal of this testing is to identify a disease-causing variant that can not only explain potentially the cause of someone's cancer, but could also be used by their relatives to assess for their own level of risk and inform their medical decision-making as well. When a disease-causing genetic variant is detected, family members can undergo genetic counseling, and if they choose, can also undergo a blood test to determine whether they also carry that same genetic variant. Carriers of the variant would be predicted to also be at increased risk for cancer then and could pursue appropriate screening and management strategies to reduce their risk of this cancer. On the other hand, family members who test negative for the familial variant would have approximately the same risk as that of the general population and thus would not require increased screening. So it can be reassuring from that standpoint. In some cases, knowing the specific gene involved may also impact decisions about drug therapy or timing of surgical intervention. And so all of this information is important to help optimize patient care for individuals with cancer or who have a strong family history of cancer.
And then Dr. Shen, the last question is for you. Could you kind of summarize all the benefits we've talked about and especially about doing these tests at Mayo Clinic Laboratories?
Mayo Clinic Laboratories have long been known to have extensive expertise in diagnosing Lynch syndrome. Our comprehensive test menu features a number of pathology and molecular assays which can identify the underlying genetic alterations in an individual or family that affected by cancer. So all those are being performed in the same laboratory. Being able to integrate those results for multiple testing modalities and expertise from a team of specialized pathologists, oncologists, laboratory geneticists, and genetic counselors really enables us to provide the most comprehensive testing results and interpretations back to the patient. So lastly, I must mention that we have exceptional client support that offered by our genetic counselor team to any healthcare providers who order testing from Mayo Clinic Laboratories. So we have a dedicated team of genetic counselors in the hereditary oncology space who are available to answer any questions, you know, from the determination of properness of testing all the way through the process of personalized interpretation of the results.
Rihanna, Dr. Shen, I want to take a second to thank you both for your time and for sharing your subject matter expertise and for joining me to discuss the intricacies and patient impact of Mayo Clinic Laboratories' hereditary colon cancer testing and our Lynch syndrome algorithm. To learn more about Lynch syndrome and the tests involved in hereditary colon cancer, please visit mayoclinicLabs.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Answers from the Lab. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and don't forget to tune in every Thursday and every other Tuesday.